We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Welcome to Talking Halo. This is Derek C. Apollo on this Monday edition of the show. I'm sorry nobody else is available today. These guys are like, you know, working and things like that, so you're stuck with just me. Coming off an Angels series win, 3 out of 4 on the road against the Minnesota Twins. Wasn't an easy series. Looks a lot better than record books and how it looked, but nonetheless, Angels take 3 out of 4. Also, a quick look at the Rockies series today, and a little bit of weirdness coming out of the Angels farm system last week that I'm not sure we've covered yet. I'll make sure we talk about it. So first things first, when I ask you to head over to Apple Music, leave a 5-star review, follow us on Twitter as well at Talkin' Halos, find us on Facebook. All these great places to check us out. We hope you do. And in the meantime, just so we can get all the ad stuff out of the way, I want to tell you quickly about BW Hustle. And that is part of, we're part of the Blue Wire Podcast Network. We're very proud to be part of the network there. And they have a new program that we've talked a little bit before, but I want to get you in on it. So if you love listening to us here at Talking Halos, what's stopping you from grabbing a mic and starting your own show? Yeah, your own show. Why not? There's no better place to host than Blue Wire Hustle. Hustle's created to give everyone the opportunity to take your podcast to the next level, or if you want to host a podcast and just don't know where to start, Hustle is the perfect place for you. As part of the program, you'll receive personal cover art, Q&As with Blue Wire's top podcasters, access to our community Discord, and an e-learning course full of tips and tricks. And on top of that, we'll help you get your show pushed out to all those great places, Apple, Spotify, Google, Stitcher, and all these other listening platforms. Best part is, you get all this for $15 a month. That's right. So again, $15 a month. It's the same rate you can get from many other hosting sites out there, but that's all for the initial setup, where here you get it all, okay? If you're ready to do more than just listen to us talk about your favorite team, then make your voice heard in Hustle. Acceptance into this program is limited, so get your application in today. To apply, go to bwhustle.com/join. That is bwhustle.com/join. Check the description box this episode to find out more. All right, folks, just one more ad for you. I promise we'll get into it. Here you go.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
All right, so the Angels take three out of four. I'm losing my mind at these numbers. 3 out of 4 from the Minnesota Twins. It was a much closer series than it sounds. 3 out of 4 games were decided by one run, and of all the things, it was the Angels starting pitching which set the standard. That's right, I said it. Starting pitching. Starting pitching this series was very good. Actually, very, very good. How good? Let's take a look at each one of these games. In game one, Andrew Heaney. You know, the guy who's been struggling throughout the year, kind of just inconsistent. Well, he found himself last week on Thursday. 7 innings pitched, 4 hits allowed, 2 earned runs, 7 strikeouts, and 2 walks. That is what we would call a heck of a start. That was a start that we needed to get from the Angels pitch. They win that game 3-2. So a rare victory. The Angels score 3 runs or less. Nice way to start the series. By the way, 2 of the relievers in that game, Mike Myers and Raisel Iglesias. Game 2. This was the lone loss in the series. Not the fault of Alex Cobb, who went 5 innings, gave up 1 earned run out of 2, and 4 strikeouts and a walk. Steve Cishek gave it 3 hits and didn't give him a run. Tony Watts gave him a run. But in the end, it was Raisel Iglesias who had a blown save, which has been rare for him. It's really been rare for him in the 5-4 loss for the Angels. It wasn't pretty in that one. Angels were sloppy defensively. Pitching wasn't pretty. And that was how it ended for them, okay? Twins were down at 1.4-1 in that game. But that was pretty much it in terms of the Angels playing from behind. They didn't play from behind much after that this series. They went on Saturday 2-1 behind a masterful performance from Patrick Sandoval. Goes 8 2/3 innings, gives it 1 hit, had a no-hitter going into the 9th. 1 walk, 13 strikeouts, did have two hit bats, but you know, 108 pitches in this game for him. Patrick Sandoval was fantastic. And for all those who have been wondering where this guy is, we saw what he's capable of. The question is whether or not he can go to the next level and carry that out. Masterful performance from him. Raisel Iglesias did get the save. 1 1/3 inning, give a hit. He get the winning strikeout. And here we go. Last game, yesterday. Much closer than the final score indicates. Angels win 6-2. Jaime Barria, 7 innings pitched, 4 hits, 2 runs, 4 Ks, 2 walks. There's a 2 home runs in the game, but overall, nice performance from him. The bullpen locks it down. Steve Cishek with a hold. Tony Watson. In the end, the Angels' bats were mostly quiet in this series. I mean, and when I mean quiet, I mean quiet. They came through late, and it was mostly the bottom of the order. In this game, Jose Iglesias, 1-for-4. Brandon Marsh, 1-for-3 with an RBI. Max Stassi, home run, triple, and a single. 3 RBIs. Adam Ely, 1-for-4. Jack Mayfield, 1-for-3. Outside of Shohei Ohtani, going for 2-for-3 with a home run. The upper part of the lineup, dormant. Yet the Angels held on. A couple things about this series here. The Angels hitting, especially top of the lineup. Let's run through this. Game 1 of the series. Looking at the lineup here. Top part of the lineup. Theo Fletcher, 1-for-4. Shohei, 0-for-4. Justin Upton, 0-for-4. Max Stassi, 1-for-5. He hit 5th. Jared Walsh, 1-for-4. Sorry, Stassi was 1-for-4. Okay. Brandon Marsh, top 6 hitters here, 0-for-4. That was in the 3-2 win. Friday's game. We got some good stuff from Fletcher. That game, 2 for 5. Gosselin, 2 for 3. Jared Walsh pinch hits and goes to first. 0 for 2. Jared Walsh here did not have a good series. Jose Iglesias, 1 for 5. Going to Saturday and Sunday. This is where it's really noticeable. Saturday and Sunday for the Angels, top of the lineup, struggling. David Fletcher, 0 for 4. Justin Upton, 0 for 4. Jared Walsh, 0 for 4. Only guy in that one who got some movement there was Shohei Ohtani. On Sunday, David Fletcher, 0 for 5. Justin Upton, 0 for 4. Jared Walsh, 0 for 4. Walshy's in a slump. Gotta watch that. Honestly, given where the Twins were heading into this series, this could have been a much different outcome than what we got. The Twins themselves are an interesting team to watch. They can hit. The Twins can hit. They're not a great hitting team, but it's their pitching which has been a struggle. What do I mean? Right now they're batting 13th in the league, they're 12th in run score, but they're 26th in ERA, 19th in whip. Angels hitting really should have done more damage this series, but whereas the hitters for the Angels were slumping, the pitching for the Angels really stepped up. They get 3 out of 4. What's this mean for the Angels right now? You know, sooner or later, all the injuries, all the inconsistencies with the lineup would affect the hitting. The Angels have done pretty well this year with runs. Heck, they're third in the league in batting average. And that's not too shabby at all. But in the end, in any baseball lineup, you need consistency, and that means you need people healthy, and they haven't been getting it. Sooner or later, it's going to catch up to them. It appears like this weekend it did. Fortunately, the pitching stepped up. Now they're going home to play the Rockies, and what I view to be a critical series. 3 games here at the Rockies, 4 games with the A's. They really need to have this looking pretty good. I think they need to at least win 2 out of 3 with the Rockies and get a split at least with the A's. The thing is this. I mean, we're at 49-49. They're 98 games, and that means you've got 64 games left. Time is of the essence. If you want to have any chance of making a playoff run, time is running out. You got tons of teams ahead of you, but your schedule does give you some chances here. Angels' big problem, it's not hard to find. It's in their own division. Angels at 500, they're 49-49, yet they're, that's right, in fourth place out of 5 teams, despite being 49-49. A minus 29 run differential, but take a look at the expanded standings for them. Take a look at the expanded standings. They're 49-49 overall, but they're 16-26 against the rest of a division. Math equals 33-23. Am I right there? 33-23 against the rest of baseball. What's that a sign of? Well, it's a sign that the American League West is tough. It's a sign that it's tough. But also, it's a sign that the Angels have got to play better against their own crew. But do they have the pitching to do it? Do they have pitching to do it? We just don't know. Okay. Now, the Rockies this weekend. This week, this is going to be a fun series. At least I think it will be. I'm hoping it will be. Angels are at home. They kick it off with tonight, Shohei Ohtani, a 4-1 with a 3-2-1 ERA against Jermaine Marquez. 8-7, 3-5-0 ERA. That's a 9:38 Eastern, 6:38 Pacific start. Heading over to tomorrow's matchup. Jose Suarez, who's at 4-3, 2.85 ERA, facing off with Austin Gomber, a 7-5 with 3.74 ERA. Now watch the series a little bit because there's a lot of rumors about Trevor Story, one of the Rockies' better players right now, being gone. Will he be traded during the series? That could change some things as well. And finally, the third game of the series, Andrew Heaney coming off a nice start. Those 6-7, the 5.32 ERA against Chichi Gonzalez at 3-6. A 6.06 ERA. That's also at a 6:38 Pacific start. So that's where the Angels are. and then they opened their four-game set with the A's. There's a lot to like about the Angels' potential the rest of the season. The time to get hot is now. Not later, now. It's time to win those divisional games. At 60-26 in division, if they can just be 500 the rest of the way out and then keep the pace they've been at, they got a shot. But the reality is you got to win your divisional games. They'll have no one else to blame but themselves if they can't improve that. Okay, so, oh boy, man, that is not a fun thing to talk about. I want to see more. Other reports and news today for the Angels. Well, Mike Trout reported over the weekend, still, quote, feeling something in his calf. There isn't real big news yet and what exactly is going on. Needs to be examined. But we're all on edge about this one. Where's Mike Trout and his calf? We're looking forward to Rendon being back soon. That'll be nice. But all eyes on Mike Trout. Mike Trout gets back in this lineup. Things change dramatically. On the line, it's done fairly well without him there. I can't believe it, but that's been the case. Also, another news story that it's not my favorite one to talk about. It's coming from ESPN about the Angels and their treatment of minor leaguers. And I want to kind of stick close with this one. This came out on July 23rd from June Lee at ESPN. Now, there are a couple of things I'm going to want to focus on at the end. It's going to kind of break down what the article says, what the report says. Quote, I'm just going to read here the first part. Quoting June Lee, while consolidating the minor leagues during the 2020 season, Major League Baseball claimed that reducing and realigning its developmental leagues would increase player salaries at all levels, increase condition standards at ballparks and clubhouses, and create lower operating costs for all teams. Some minor league players in the Los Angeles organization say it's not happening for them. Quote. He uses two examples, Kieran Lovegrove, active pitcher for the Rocket City Trash Pandas at AA. He's saying he's been rooming with six other teammates. Okay. Six teammates in a three-bedroom apartment. Others that include Shane Kelsa, who pitched for the Inland Empire 66ers. And, geez, saying you have four teammates bunk in a camper in a trailer park while others are living out of their cars. Kelso, and I may have said Kelso wrong. He may not have been actually pitching. Apologize for that. Kelso said he was losing $1,000 a month from his savings. $1,000 a month. Rent for his housing costs $2,000, and the team is paying him $1,600 now. Remember, this is an Inland Empire. It's not cheap living out there. Okay. Lovegrove described working at Lyft as a Lyft and Uber driver, and a warehouse worker for UPS and Best Buy, supplements income. But you got to think of this through. At $1,600 a month, you're making less than $20,000 a year as a minor league player. Now, there'll be those who say that, you know, that's part of it. You're not playing the majors. You're not, you know, it's just part of the economics. That's fine. However, your minor league system is intended to develop future major leaguers, either for trade or for players who are going to be on your own roster. Okay? And if these guys aren't being taken care of, you're going to, I mean, this is common sense, you're going to inhibit their development. So here was what really kind of stood out to me. I'm going to quote again from the article. One of the major issues facing minor leagues, according to both Lovegrove and Kelso, is the lack of quality food. Kelso said the team expected him to consume between 3,500 and 4,500 calories a day, but only fed players 800 to 1,200. That's required for our job. Kelso said, if we don't do that, our bodies fail and we can't do it. Listen, there are three sides to every story. There's your side, their side, and the truth. I don't think these players have a whole lot to gain by speaking out. You risk so much. But it's also coming from their perspective. So there's probably a little bit from the Angels side here as well. Haven't heard a whole lot. We'll keep an eye on it. Now, one thing Lovegrove did say was the living conditions for minor league show. The Angels owner, Artemer, really doesn't give a bleep about the winning son of a baseball team. Man. ESPN asking just for comment. But Angels general manager Perry Minasian responded in a statement through a team spokesman. What is being reported is unacceptable, and we'll look into it and address it, Minasian said. Love Grove has previously played for the Indians, Giants, Orioles, and Dodgers. And in the article, he notes that Cleveland redid their weight room via 3 meals a day. They're flying guys out. Basically showing that like the Indians are doing one thing and the Angels are doing another. Now, here's my concern. Remember, I'm telling you there's going to be three sides to a story. Now, which way the truth kind of leans towards, I would guess it's probably towards the minor leaguers. I don't think they have a massive reason to say this. We're not talking about lawsuits here or anything like that. So, I tend to think the players are probably telling the truth or pretty close to it. Although, we don't know for sure. And I don't want to deal with rumors. But, if true, and be careful here, sort of makes sense. The Angels farm system has developed its fair share of quality players over its history. At one point in time, the Angels farm system was regarded as among the best in baseball. Eventually, they went all in trying to win a title during the DePoto era, and they wiped it out. But it has now been, what, 6 years? And while there have been some quality players coming into the system and coming up into the majors, very few stars. Some people would say it's draft issues. Some people weren't exactly sure. But when you look at organizations like the Indians, and I happen to live in Indians territory here, one of their former minor league teams, the Mahoney Vice Scrappers, they're just up the road. They just recently became part of the MLB Draft League. But we've seen a lot of players come through here, so it kind of rings a little bit closer to me when they're saying Cleveland redid their weight room, providing meals a day, all that jazz. Cleveland has long had one of the best major league systems in baseball. Their salaries are usually very low. They wind up trading a lot of their stars away, getting back more prospects, and developing more to stay competitive. How are they doing this? How are they continually developing talent? Well, I mean, if you're providing a great weight room, if you're providing healthy meals, if you're providing, you know, good transportation, let's just use some common sense. If you're eating healthier, if you have a better physical training facilities, and you are being treated well and being transported from place to place, doesn't it stand, just common sense-wise, doesn't it stand a good chance that you're going to have a better developed minor league system? If what these players are saying is true, the Angels need to address this now. It's embarrassing. But that's the problem, because the Angels minor league system for a while now has been considered average at best and embarrassing at worst. And I'm hoping this is one big misunderstanding, but if true, it certainly helps you understand the gap that the Angels have had with other franchises. So to the Angels, I'd say this. If this is the case, well, you're not doing what you're supposed to do, fix it, like Perry Minasian said. And if it's not the case, I'm hoping players in their system step up and say differently. Or, heck, the Angels show differently. I mean, these are hard accusations to make. We live in a world where everything is supposed to be earned. That's fine. But give your people the chance to earn it. Don't hamstring them at the lower levels, which means hamstringing their development. Give them every shot to succeed. And that is how you have a successful farm system. It's when you give them every chance to succeed. It doesn't mean you coddle them, but you provide every natural resource to help them get to the promised land. In the end, you want to have a pipeline what teams like the Indians and the Dodgers have had. So treat your people right. And I'm hoping that is the case. I mean, this is probably some mixed language for me. The truth is, I don't know what's going on in the minors. But if this report is accurate, the Indians need to fix it. Need to fix it now. That's the bottom line. I feel like saying that's the bottom line because Stone Cold said so. I'm not Stone Cold. All right, folks. That's it for me today. You can follow us on Twitter at Talkin' Halos. If you have any opinions about what you heard today, any thoughts on the series, any thoughts on the story, email us at talkinghalos@gmail.com or tweet at us at talkinghalos. Get us on the Facebook page as well. We're glad and happy to hear from you. I want to hear from you. We want to hear from you. It's how we can interact with you and communicate, because what we are here, we're a team that covers the big team, the Angels, and that's important to us. So again, follow us on Twitter. Don't forget to leave a 5-star review. And until next time, this is Derek C. Paul saying, take it easy. We're out of here.